The following is a production of Minor League Baseball, the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Virch. Welcome into another night of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. We are about 20 minutes from the start of tonight's game, and it's time for us to get you set for first pitch. Coming up over the next 20 minutes, we will preview the game with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. We'll also sit down with tonight's pregame interview. And finally, we'll look around the Carolina League and update the standings. Hillcats Baseball is on deck, but first, to preview tonight's game, here's Connor Young. No Connor Young tonight. He's out in the PA booth. Jason Prill here with you as we get set for first pitch between Myrtle Beach and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Pleased to be back in the box after quite a long time apart for me. The Hillcats, they have been on fire since the last time I put on the headset, as they have won 8 of their last 10, 5 of their last 6 on the road, and return home for a bout with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It should be a interesting series, and I would expect it, at least at this point in time, looking at the numbers, to be a pretty high-scoring week. Lynchburg, second in single-A baseball, as they are hitting 271. They are well behind the Modesto Nuts, who are hitting 284 out in the California League. But it's Lynchburg in second, and they're pacing the Carolina League. Though Carolina, the Mudcats, who are at an incredible pace to start the season. They're at 12-3. They are right behind them with a 270 average. And not only that, Lynchburg also has a pretty solid on-base percentage at 378 and OPS of 788. So the Hillcats, they've done a pretty good job when it comes to getting on base and putting runs on the board. They find themselves right in the middle of the pack, 8-7, 4 games out of first place behind the Mudcats in the North Division. Myrtle Beach, well, they are kind of on the other side of the spectrum. They're 4-10, 5 games out of first place in the South Division, where Columbia paces the way at 9-5. And we will take a look at the scores coming up in a little bit across the Carolina League. But right now, let's get you all set with a quick recap of last week's action. As the Hillcats, they went on the road and they took care of business. They didn't necessarily blow out the Red Sox, but every game was pretty well in hand as they improved to above 500 for the first time this season with a win on Sunday. They only dropped one on the road, as that came in the Thursday night game where they lost 5-4. Alex Clemmy saddled with the loss in that one. But the Hillcats, they won 11-4, 7-2, 4-3, 13-8, and 6-2. And some players who had standout weeks, you got to go with guys like Ralphie Velasquez, who had 2 home runs back-to-back days even for the Hillcats. And then Jason Churio, he picked up his 2nd home run of the season. And both of them have really carried themselves well in the Carolina League. Velasquez, he's 3rd in the league in batting average at .375, and he also paces the way with home runs with 4 and 15 RBIs, has him slotted 3rd. For Churio, his biggest ability has come in on-base percentage and slugging. He's 3rd in the league in on-base percentage at .500. That means, I'll break it down for you, 50% of the time he comes to the plate, he gets a board. Slugging-wise, he's batting .571 for an OPS of over 1,000. Good for 4th in the league. He also tied for 4th with 5 doubles. So Velasquez and Churio, the names we're going to be watching out for tonight, and really this whole weekend, as they will take on a Myrtle Beach team that does have some pretty solid pop in their bat, but they just haven't been able to piece things together. They can put runs on the board. Preciado, who we will talk about throughout the night, Reginald Preciado, that is, he leads the way for Myrtle Beach in batting average. He's 6th in the Carolina League with a .346 batting average. Gariola, he's tied for 2nd with 3 home runs on the season, also 2nd in the Carolina League with 17 RBIs. As Gariola and Preciado, they've really paced the way for Myrtle Beach, as that's been where most of their production has come from. Wetzel, Jacob Wetzel, he's got 16 walks. He leads the league in that category. Tied for the league lead in that category, I should say. So a speedster, he'll hit third tonight. We'll meet that lineup coming up in a little bit. Today's pitching matchup, though, Alfredo Romero versus Rorick Maltrid. Romero on the season. Well, he's kind of struggled so far. He's 0-2 with a 13.50 ERA. He's made two starts in 4 2/3 innings. He's given up 10 hits, 7 earned runs, 10 runs total, 5 walks, and 5 strikeouts. So he struggled to really command things this season, though. Last year, he kind of struggled the same way in the Complex League. He went 0-1 in 2 games, an earned run average of 18, but not much of playing time for him. He dominated down in the Dominican, where his ERA was right around 3 in just over 50 innings pitched, spread across 2 seasons. So we'll see what Alfredo Romero we get tonight. He's 6'3", right-handed, 175 from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, 20 years old. As the right-hander will toe the rubber for the Pelicans. For Lynchburg here this evening, we'll get a look at Rorick Maltrid. He's still yet to pick up a decision. He's got a 5.14 ERA. He's only made one start. That came in his last outing against Salem. He went 3 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. His first outing was pretty strong. He came on in relief against Fredericksburg back in Lynchburg on April the 10th. They went 4 innings, only allowing 1 earned run, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. So we'll see if some home cooking can get him back on track after a rough outing in Salem. He's 6'4", 223, 24 years old from Atlanta, Georgia. He was undrafted out of Missouri. So Maltrid and Romero will square off for tonight's ball game in what should be a pretty fun game. Let's take a look at the lineups that we have tonight. We'll go over them again as the game gets closer. But we'll start first with Myrtle Beach. Leading off the shortstop, Alexis Hernandez. Batting second, the second baseman, Christian Hernandez. They are, in fact, brothers. And they're also in the top 30 prospect list, according to MLB Pipeline. Christian, one spot ahead at 21. Alexis at 22. They lead off the game for the Pelicans. Center fielder Jacob Wetzel, he will hit third. The left fielder Andy Gariola, he will bat fourth. Reginald Preciado, we've mentioned his strong start to the season. He will bat fifth. In the sixth hole, Frank Hernandez batting seventh. Carter Trice, and in right field, batting eighth, Jefferson Encarnacion, who we saw here in Lynchburg last season. And the first baseman, Drew Bowser, will round out the starting nine for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. For Lynchburg, Christian Napchik, he will lead things off. And the first baseman, Ralphie Velasquez. Lynchburg may have the best 2-3-4 trio in all of minor league baseball, at least in relation to the skill level of what league they are in. Velasquez bats second. Churio will hit third in center field. Angel Hanau, we didn't talk about him much, but he's also off to a strong tear this season. He will play shortstop and hit cleanup. Alfredo Antunez, he's in the five hole tonight in right field. The catcher, Manuel Mejias, who's been an on-base machine to open up this season, he will catch and bat sixth. The DH tonight, Robert Lopez, he'll hit seventh. Rafael Ramirez Jr. will hit eighth at third base. And Tommy Hawk, the left fielder, will bat ninth. So those are the starting lineups for your two ball clubs tonight. Gustavo Garza, he will be calling the balls and strikes. And Derek Pacheco will be in the field. It'll be the first time, actually the second time, that the Hillcats have had this umpiring crew. They had them for their three-game series out in Down East when the Hillcats went 0-3 to open up the season. So we'll see if they have better luck with this set of umpires here this evening. Before we step aside, let's take a look at the Carolina League scoreboard. The bottom of the second, Carolina and Salem still scoreless. Down East and Fayetteville, they're scoreless as well in the top of the second inning. Kannapolis leads 1-0 in the bottom half of the first as they have the bases loaded. Nobody out, threatening over Charleston. And those are your scores. Currently, some games earlier. Columbia, they defeated Augusta 8-0 in Fredericksburg. 6-0 win over Delmarva, who still only has 2 wins on the season. So that's a look at your Carolina League scoreboard. Now we'll step aside. When we come back, we'll take a listen to our pregame player interview. It's the leadoff hitter for the Hillcats, Christian Napchik. We'll catch up with him. Connor Young will sit down with him when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Talking with Christian Napchik here of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Christian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So along the way to minor league baseball, there's a lot of people that impact your life and your journey. Who's one person that kind of stands out that, like, in your head, yeah, if they weren't a part of your life, you wouldn't be here today?
Yeah, probably my dad. I mean, he's been there kind of through everything that I've been through, coaching me since I was probably ever since I can walk. So yeah, he's probably the biggest impact.
Yeah, I know that's a lot of people's story. I remember for me, my dad was coaching me in Little League. It kind of brings me to another memory. When I was growing up in Little League from Boston, I would always try to recreate the batting stance of Kevin Euclid. I don't know if you remember him. Yeah. One of the weirdest batting stances in MLB history. Is there a player for you that you kind of modeled your game after, your style, that's even followed you all the way to the pro level?
No, I don't think so. But I would always try to impersonate, like, Carlos Quinton.
Oh, yeah.
White Sox guy. Yeah, he kind of had a weird batting stance. I remember I was in the cages with him, or, like, trying to do his batting stance a lot. Kind of similar story to you, so.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I remember Quinton. He was a good player for the White Sox. Finally, real quick, what's one thing, either a hobby or something you go to away from the diamond, that kind of refocuses yourself and centers yourself?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just, like, go shooting hoops somewhere.
Yeah.
Kind of recenters me, kind of brings me back to, like, the high school days playing basketball, so.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The following is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. A lot has changed about the Lynchburg Hillcats over the last 30 years. Four different affiliates, two different color schemes and mascots, and five championship titles.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Dozens of major leaguers have come through the Hill City.
It's my pleasure to present the Ted Williams All-Star Game MVP Award to Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians.
Six. One for Thompson. A case for the try. Deep left field.
the city of Lynchburg celebrates the 30th anniversary of Hillcats baseball, it's safe to say that the best is yet to come.
The Hillcat Hero!
Left field, that's going to drop.
Face it! Lynchburg does it again! The Cardiac Cats!
Way out of fair hand. Comes home!
Tag! Yes!
Hashtag Purdy 30.
The third runner being waved around. He will score! Bases clearing double.
A two out, two run home run to break the tie in the eighth.
Leaping, diving grab by Jose Devers.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Brill.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium here in beautiful Lynchburg, Virginia, for Game 1 between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Should be a fun one here this evening. The team is about set to take the field as the hype video currently on the screen. Lynchburg comes in 8-7, finally back above 500 for the first time this season after picking up the W the other night. Myrtle Beach, though, on the other hand, they're 4-10. They'll look to bounce back. As right now, let's toss it to Connor Young for our national anthem introduction.
And right here is Wilfredo Antunez. In center field, Jason Churio. In left field, Tommy Hawk. At first base, Ralphie Velasquez. At second base, Christian Epchick. At shortstop, Angel Hanau. At third base, Rafael Ramirez Jr. Catching will be Manuel Mejias. And on the mound, Rorick Maltrude. Fans, at this time we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Tonight's anthem is being performed by Ed Sheely.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Pelicans get set for game number one of this six-game stretch. And Lynchburg, for them, their first game of a 12-game homestand. They will be at home for quite a bit of time as they will not leave the state of Virginia until a little bit into the month of May. On the mound for the Hillcats tonight, Rorik Maltrude. Maltrude still looking for his first decision. He's got a 5.14 ERA, 6'4", 223, 24 years old from Atlanta, Georgia. His last game out, he went three innings, giving up four hits, four walks, two strikeouts, and three earned runs. The right-hander will look to kind of bounce back against the Pelicans after a frustrating start. They just could not command many of his pitches. He'll face a lineup for Myrtle Beach that looks a little like this. Leading off the shortstop, Alexis Hernandez. Batting second, the second baseman, Christian Hernandez. Batting third, the center fielder, Jacob Wetzel. Hitting fourth, the left fielder, Andy Gariola. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Reginald Preciado. Batting sixth, the catcher, Frank Hernandez. Batting seventh, the DH, Carter Trice. Jefferson Encarnacion will hit eighth and play right field. And Drew Bowser will be the first baseman and bat ninth for the Pelicans. As those will be the nine to go up against Maltrude here this evening. The Hillcats, they've come in winning five of their last six on the road against Salem as they will look to keep things going. Some home cooking as they will be at home for quite the stretch. It'll be Myrtle Beach and then Kannapolis coming up next week. But you got to take care of business here today. And so we'll do that behind Maltrude as Alexis Hernandez digs in. On the season, Hernandez only batting .212, a home run, five RBIs. Maltrude, high leg kick and fires a called strike right across the heart of the plate at 92 miles an hour. 70 degrees at first pitch, 6:31, the official time. As the right-hander, as it missed just a bit out wide, one ball, one strike. Wind blowing pretty sharply out towards center field as Maltrude pauses and delivers. The 1-1 tipped into the glove of Mejias. One ball, two strikes. Hernandez, him and his brother, batting one and two in this lineup for Myrtle Beach. As Maltrude gets him to chase a high fastball. First strikeout of the night for Maltrude. As there's one retired here in the first inning. Some good command and some good hard stuff from Maltrude. As Christian Hernandez will dig in. Hernandez, the other middle infielder, also the brother of Christian. He's off to a bit of a different start. He's batting .325, no home runs, and three RBIs. Maltrude paints the corner with another fastball, 94 for strike one. That wind blistering out towards center field. If you can get it up in the jet stream tonight, that ball could go a long way. Here's the 0-1. Missing wide again. One ball, one strike. Scoreless game, top of the first inning. Lynchburg back home after their week-long stretch in Salem. Just up the road. They haven't really had to travel that far. As a breaking ball misses low. Ball two. In fact, they've really only left the state of Virginia once in the full month that they've been playing this season, and that was to open up the year, the 2-1. Flaring out toward right field, but that'll go foul. Two balls, two strikes. Hernandez able to fight that one off. The Hernandez brothers, natives of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Christian 1 year older, almost a year apart. 2-2. Got him to swing and miss. Two down. Two quick strikeouts for Maltrude. As there's two down here in the top of the first inning for Jacob Wetzel. Wetzel, he's batting .234. No home runs, six RBIs. On the year, he's your speed threat for Myrtle Beach. It's a guy that he plugs the gap, can keep running. Called strike to him here as the infield shifted pretty sharply over toward right field. The third baseman, Ramirez, at short with Hanau, the shortstop, just a couple steps off the bag at second. Chopped foul for strike two. Let's set the defense while we have a chance. Hawk in left, Churio in center, Antunez in right. Ramirez over at third. Hanau at short. Napchik over at second. Velasquez at first. And Mejias behind the plate. 0-2 on Wetzel as Maltrude comes set to try to end the inning. Roped but foul as Wetzel out in front of a breaking ball at 78 miles an hour.
That ball brought to you by Chick-fil-A on Timberlake Road.
Wetzel, first left-handed hitter we've got in the lineup so far as the right-handed Maltrude delivers. Got him! Blew it by him at 93 as he retires the side. In order, 1-2-3 go the Pelicans as we head to the bottom half of the first inning, scoreless here in Lynchburg.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or Fireworks Show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Quick 1-2-3 top half of the first inning for Rorick Maltrude as he set the side down in order all via the strikeout as that'll bring in Alfredo Romero. Romero on the season, he's 0-2 with a 13.50 ERA. In just under five innings, he's given up 10 runs. Seven of them have been earned, 10 hits as well. Five walks and five strikeouts as he pitched pretty well against Fayetteville in his first outing, only giving up one earned run, but against Columbia, he struggled. He went one inning, a 13.50 ERA at the end of the ball game as it had jumped a good 11 points on him as Christian Napchik will step in. Romero, the right-hander, kicks and delivers and has it flared toward left field. Preciado, the third baseman, can't get there as it lands on the warning track for strike one. It looks like Napchik may have splintered his bat, so he'll have to get a new one. Napchik on the season hitting .220, one home run, four RBIs. He's leading off for the Hillcats tonight, playing second base. We heard him in the pregame interview with Connor Young. The 0-1. Down and in, one ball, one strike. Romero, 6'3", 175, the right-hander. Born in 2003 as he misses out wide with that one, two balls and a strike. I would expect the Hillcats to probably show a bit of patience at the plate tonight as the 2-1 on its way. Lined back up the middle, a base hit for Napchik as he barreled it up, back up the middle. So the Hillcats have their leadoff runner aboard to open up the ball game. As Ralphie Velasquez will dig in, and here's a name that has been sweeping the circles of minor league baseball. He's third in the Carolina League with a .375 average, leading the league in home runs with four and tied for third with 15 RBIs. He has been on a tear to open up his career here in Lynchburg. Romero will have to be careful with Napchik already aboard. Velasquez tops it over towards second, gobbled up by the second baseman Hernandez. On to first, a double play. So a 4-6-3 double play will clear the bases. We'll send the defense for Myrtle Beach. Gariola in left, Wetzel in center, Encarnacion in right. Preciado over at third as the two Hernandez brothers up the middle. Alexis at short, Christian at second. Bowser at first, and Frank Hernandez behind the plate as Jason Chirio will dig in. He's batting .310, two home runs, 10 RBIs. That missed down and away for ball one for the Hillcats. Napchick, Velasquez, Chirio, Hanau, Antunez, Mejias, Lopez, Ramirez, and Hawk, the nine in order. The 1-0 from Romero in there for a call at strike 1-0. Chirio, he reaches base at a 50% clip, the 1-1. Out wide, two balls and a strike. He'll take those numbers. Can guarantee a guy's aboard 50% of the time. Woo. The 2-1 inside-out swing fought off foul. Two balls and two strikes on the Hillcats center fielder. Chirio, a switch hitter batting from the left-hand side. The 2-2 from Romero. A little low below the knees, full count. Gustavo Garza calling the balls and strikes. Derek Pacheco out in the field are the umpires tonight. The payoff pitch from Romero. High chopper over toward first. In and out of the glove of Bowser, and he can't scoop it. Chirio will beat it out as an error by the first baseman will give the Hillcats another base runner. Kind of a lazy attempt by Bowser. He didn't get in front of it and tried a wide looping swoop of the glove and came up empty. Bowser, the L.A. native, trying to regroup, and now Romero will have to regroup. He hugged him at the end of the play as Angel Hanau will dig in. Hanau is also off to a tear. Two home runs, 13 RBIs, and a .321 average. Runner takes off. It's a called strike. The throw down, not in time. So Chirio will swipe a bag. His sixth stolen base of the season. He's now 6-for-8 on the year. So runner in scoring position, two down, bottom of the first inning. Lined out toward left field. Gariola charging in on it. Goes down to a knee. Maybe got his spike stuck in the dirt, but still made the grab as the inning is over. So Lynchburg gets a base runner aboard courtesy of an error, but they can't do anything with it. We head to the second, scoreless in the Hill City on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Let's make some noise and ride the Surfside Wave.
No Connor Young tonight as he's doing PA for the Hillcats this evening. He'll be back with us hopefully tomorrow night. As when you're the intern at the ballpark, you kind of get pulled to do whatever they need you to do. So he's out there enjoying the beautiful weather. Can't ask for much better for April in Lynchburg, though. The opening series, minus the one rainout, was about as good as it could get. And Maltrude in the first inning was as good as you could get. Three strikeouts against three hitters. So he set down the Pelicans in order. He'll face Gariola, Preciado, and Hernandez here in the second frame. Gariola, left fielder. He made the sliding catch to end the bottom half of the first inning. He swings through something off speed, maybe a changeup at 82 up in the zone for strike one. Gariola, he went down to a slide. It looked like he may have got caught in between, maybe got his cleat caught. As that missed down and away, one ball, one strike. But it was kind of awkward. He went down into a slide but didn't go anywhere, and he ended up just banging his knee right on the ground. He made the grab, though. That's all that matters. A high chopper over towards short. Going to be a tough play for her now. Tries to barehand it and won't be able to scoop it, as that'll be an infield base hit for Gariola. Sometimes you don't have to hit it hard. You just have to hit it in play. As Gariola picks up the leadoff single. First base runner for the Pelicans here in the second inning. Reginald Preciado will dig in. Preciado, he's pacing the way with batting average for Myrtle Beach at 346. As that finds the zone. First strike one. Preciado, the only, I guess I can't say the only everyday player, because Christian Hernandez is also batting above 300. But he has appeared in couple more games than Hernandez has, as he swings through that for strike two. Preciado, he's been getting on base. Hasn't really been bringing home too many runs. Only five RBIs, but we are still in the first month. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Altrout. Breaking ball popped up first base side out of play. Gariola takes his lead off of first base. Maltrude has it lined down the right field line and out of play.
Looks like that ball is on its way to your Timberlake Chick-fil-A.
Preciado digs back in for the 0-2. Good battle brewing. As the right-hander fires it upstairs, didn't get him to chase a high fastball. One ball, two strikes. We saw Maltrude have a lot of success with his fastball in that first inning. Just blowing it past guys, picking up the strikeouts. We'll see if he tries to rely on that here. 1-2. He'll throw back, and Gariola almost caught leaning, but very quickly dives back toward first. Right-hander has it fouled back to the screen. We'll try it again. Preciado making Maltrude work here in a scoreless game, top of the second inning. Preciado from Panama. Acquired in a trade back in 2020 as he chops it foul. We'll regroup. 6'3", 185 is the infielder. He was acquired from San Diego in the Yu Darvish deal. He also came over with Zach Davies, Yaisen Santana, Ishmael Mina, and Owen Cassie. The 1-2 fouled away by Preciado. The 1-2 got him. Pulled the string on it, 84 and a slider. And down goes Preciado, the fourth strikeout for Maltrude. One off of his season high of five strikeouts, and he's only faced five batters. Frank Hernandez will dig in. Hernandez batting 438, but he hasn't had much playing time. Hernandez only making his seventh appearance of the season. That missed up and away for ball one. Frank Hernandez from Havana, 5'9", 185. The 1-0, foul back to the screen, 1-1. Runner on first, one down, top of the second inning. Scoreless game here in Lynchburg. Maltrude pitching well so far, the 1-1. Throw back over, they caught him leaning the tag, not in time. As Gariola strayed a little bit too far off the bag, but Velasquez, he still turns toward that first base bag. Maybe because he's got the glove on his left hand, it's easier for him to turn that way, but he would have slapped it down on the other side of his hip. They would have had him. The 1-1, a fastball for strike two. Nice throw. And that was close, too. Velasquez didn't put up much of an argument there. I thought they had him from my vantage point, but what do I know? The 1-2, runner fakes toward second, swung on a miss, back toward first. The tag this time, and they got him. A strike him out, throw him out. In an unconventional style, Mejia says, get back to first. And Gariola could not do it. The inning comes to a close. Another 1-2-3 frame, the fifth strikeout for Maltrude as we head to the bottom half of the second here in Lynchburg.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, four rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
What a way to end the second inning for Rorick Maltrude. He strikes out Frank Hernandez, and then the snap throw by Mejias retires Gariola, who was dancing a little bit too much off that bag at first base. Very rarely do you see that throw over from the catcher. Kept the guy at first, but that time a strong throw right on line. Velasquez slapped the tag to end the frame, as Wilfredo Antunez will dig in here to open up the second. He takes a called strike with a breaking ball, 0-1. Antunez batting .229, a home run, 6 RBIs. The 0-1, missing wide, 1-1, 1-1. Antunez back in the top 30 prospect list for the Guardians. That missed out wide, 2-1. After Ryan Rocchio was graduated from the list, flared out toward left field, Gariola, a much easier play than last time, will make the grab for out number one. That'll bring up Manuel Mejias. Mejias, he had the snap throw over toward first to end the inning. Now he gets a chance at the dish. He's off to a tear at the plate. .324, a home run, 4 RBIs. He takes a called strike, 0-1. He's also doing pretty well at just getting on base. 444 clip for him. Good for ninth in the Carolina League. Romero pauses and fires. The 1-1 chopped foul. 1-2. This is the bat that we expected to see from Mejias last year that just never came. The 1-2. A high chopper into the glove of Romero. He'll underhand flip it to first, two down. As Robert Lopez will take his cuts. Lopez. He's also impressed at the plate. He's only batting .257, but that's right where he was at last season. Strong defensive catcher as well, but he's the DH tonight. Him and Mejia switching time as he takes up an in for ball one. It's a good position to be in when you have two catchers that can hit a little bit. That's tipped into the glove. 1-1. Typically, catcher's the one position that you'll trade offense for defense. The 1-1. Inside out swing, but foul. For strike two. And Romero, a pitch away from getting out of the inning.
That foul ball is brought to you by your local Chick-fil-A on Timberlake Road.
Nobody aboard, two down. Scoreless game, bottom of the second inning. Romero pauses. A long pause. Now he fires. Called strike three. Gustavo Garza rings up Lopez on a borderline breaking ball by Romero. We head to the third. We remain scoreless on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the Game Center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
There's no better family activity in Lynchburg than the Lynchburg Hillcats. Join us April 23rd through the 28th as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans come to town. We'll have a jam-packed, family-friendly weekend as we'll have our first Kids Club game on Friday featuring a youth design t-shirt giveaway. Have a kid a part of a youth baseball or softball league? Join us on Saturday for our Youth League night as we celebrate baseball in the next generation with another fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg.
His first pitch to Jefferson Encarnacion is a called strike. Encarnacion, a name that we've heard before with the Pelicans. He's batting .214, no home runs, 6 RBIs. The 0-1, inside-out swing down the left field line, but foul. As that'll be strike two on Encarnacion. It looks like 9 is his career high for Maltrude, as that missed in tight 1-2. You have to go back to 2021 when the right-hander was at New Mexico State against Utah Valley on May the 7th. 1-2, bounced it in there, 2 balls, 2 strikes. So he had 8 with Missouri his senior season and 9 in his junior year with New Mexico State back in 2021. You could probably argue that it was his sophomore season. He attended a couple different schools. That missed upstairs. Full count to Encarnacion. The right-hander, slow roller over toward third. Ramirez, an easy scoop across the diamond, and they get Encarnacion by a step for out number two. As Drew Bowser will dig in. First pitch in there to Bowser for a called strike, going one. As Maltrude continuing to pitch well. He's faced the minimum despite giving up the one hit. Here's the 0-1. In there for a called strike again. 0-2, and Bowser not a fan as he kind of leans back out of the batter's box and calls time. He's only batting a 0-83 with two RBIs, and he also has an error to his name tonight. Here's the two-strike pitch from Maltrude. He got him again! Seven strikeouts, the first time through the order for Rorick Maltrude. What a way to start the ball game. Another 1-2-3 frame as we head to the fourth. Head to the bottom half of the third inning here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Rorick Maltrude, seven strikeouts so far, as he's been about as good as you could ask for. Still scoreless as we head to the bottom half of the third inning, as Alfredo Romero. For what Maltrude has done for the Hillcats, Romero has been able to match it for the Pelicans. We mentioned his numbers not that great coming out of his last start, but he's pitched well so far as he faces Rafael Ramirez Jr. here to open up the bottom half of the third inning. Flare shot out toward right field. That'll drop for a base hit. A hard turn by Ramirez. He's going to try to get to second. The slide, and he's in safely as he dodges the tag of Hernandez for a leadoff double. Boy, Erlen Cerda was right behind the bag at first, saying, you better hustle. And hustle he did, as Ramirez in there with a leadoff double. As Tommy Hawk will get his chance at the dish. An RBI opportunity. He only has two RBIs on the season. He's batting 289. Corners pulled in for the Pelicans, as he took a healthy swing and miss, losing his helmet and his headband. For strike one, he'll have to use his first time out just to regroup after that. There's a large gap between the first baseman and first base. Bowser playing well off the bag if Hawk can pull it down the line. That missed down and away. 2-1. They're almost playing him toward left field as the center fielder Wetzel on that side of the bag. So a lot of space out and right if he can pull one. The 1-1. He pops it up third base side. Preciado hustling toward it, loses his hat, can't get there again for strike two. So Ramirez at second after the leadoff double. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Still scoreless here in Lynchburg. The 1-2 from Romero. Slow roller over toward third. That's going to be a tough play. That'll move the runner over. Hawk beats it out for an infield single. As nobody out and runners at the corners. Second hit of the inning. And Hawk just beat that one into the dirt and hustled down the line. Put Lynchburg in striking position. Ramirez 90 feet away. Napchick at the plate. Napchick singled in his first at bat, took it right back up the middle. A chance for an RBI here. Romero pauses at the hip. He fires it up and in, and Napchick thought it hit him. And the home plate umpire says, no, it didn't. I heard it skim his arm. And Garza, the home plate umpire, says, no, it didn't. I have never seen a player so confidently take first base. Now they'll go toward an umpire meeting to try and figure out, did he actually get hit? Garza and Pacheco meeting right to the left of the pitcher's mound. It's a big decision. That would load up the bases if they say he did get hit. From the replay, it kind of looks like he did get caught on the elbow. It did sound like Napchek all the way down to third. Jason Chirillo will dig in. The Hillcats on top, 2-0. Still nobody out here in the third inning. Runners at the corners. Velasquez dancing off of first as the breaking ball misses low for ball one. That was a nice, easy swing by Velasquez. Didn't try to do too much with it. The 1-0 out wide, two balls and no strikes. And this is not the part of the order you want to be messing around with runners on the base. Even if you work around Churio, you have Angel Hanau on deck. You got to go right after him. Can't nibble. Inside again, ball three. Churio ahead in the count, three balls and no strikes. And now, this inning beginning to unravel for Romero. The right-hander pauses. Now he fires. That one catches the zone, 3-1. Three hits in the inning for the Hillcats. The 3-1-2 Churio. Taking. Down low. Ball four. Bases are loaded again for Angel Hanau. And now Myrtle Beach sending their bullpen catcher down. Trying to get an arm loose. And that'll draw out the pitching coach. George Thanopoulos from Highland, California. In his first season as the pitching coach for the Pelicans. Well, two runs already in here in the bottom half of the third inning. It opened up with a double from Rafael Ramirez Jr. Tommy Hawk beat one into the ground for an infield single. Then Christian Napchick was ruled to have been hit by a pitch. The bases loaded. Ralphie Velasquez dug in and delivered in. Two RBI double down the first baseline. Or two RBI single, rather. And then Jason Churio walked to load up the bases, and that's where we're at. Still nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Angel Hanau will dig in. As the first pitch misses for ball one. Infield pulled back in double play depth, hoping to force a ground ball from Hanau. The 1-0. Popped up. Shallow left field. Preciado and Alexis Hernandez battling for it. It drops! Hernandez didn't get a read on it, and they bounce it into third base. Everybody's safe! Well, they're going to call Angel Hanau out on the infield fly rule. As Hanau a bit frustrated with that. Jordan Smith wants to get his answer. Not much you can argue with that one. Probably was the right call. Nevertheless, another runner comes home as a big blunder. Makes it a 3-0 game. And Wilfredo Antunez at the dish. He lines that down the right field line. That'll clear the bases. Around first, heading towards second is Antunez, as he's going to be waved around toward third. Both runners score, and he will slide in safely with a bases-clearing triple to make it a 5-run third for the Hillcats. Well, that's the kind of inning the Hillcats were looking for. Still only one out. As the eighth man to bat in the inning is Manuel Mejias. Infield now pulled in with the Pelicans trailing by five. First pitch floats it above the zone. For ball one. Romero. As it fouled back to the screen, one ball, one strike. So this inning unraveled in a hurry. And that drop in shallow left field by Hernandez not helping. The 1-1. Line drive past the diving glove of Bowser into right field as Mejias will pick up an RBI. And it's a 6-run third inning with still only one out.
That brings up number 12, designated hitter.
So Antunez touches home. Robert Lopez digs in. He's the ninth man to bat in the inning. This was a smooth and easy game. Up until this bottom of the third inning, Lopez, he wanted a piece of the action and swung through it for strike one. He struck out looking to end the second. These have been quick at-bats, too. The 0-1, missing wide. One ball, one strike. Right-hander bounced it in there. Two balls and a strike. A good block by Hernandez behind the dish. Half the battery, or half of the middle of the field, rather, is named Hernandez. The catcher and both middle infielders. The 2-1. Another block by Hernandez. Three balls and a strike. Romero's numbers continue to jump for the Pelicans as his ERA continues to grow. He's had a long inning. The 3-1 fouled away, full count. That was his 50th pitch of the ballgame. He worked pretty easily through the first two innings, but Romero giving up some contact here in the third. The payoff pitch to Lopez with one down. Mejias breaks, and it's swung on a miss by Lopez. The throw down by Mejias, and he's safe. A stolen base for Manuel Mejias, and the dugout's loving it. Everyone on the top step jumping up and down. Jordan Smith with a smile coming up the third baseline. I didn't have that on my bingo card today. Rafael Ramirez Jr. will dig in. He doubled and scored earlier this inning. It's his first stolen base. Mejias drives that toward deep center field. Wetzel on the run, ranging back, reaching up, making the grab before the wall. And the inning is mercifully over. Lynchburg puts six runs on the board as they bat around. It's 6-0 as we head to the fourth here in Lynchburg.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Well, Salem, after dropping 5 of 6 to the Hillcats last week, they lead Carolina, the best team in the Carolina League, 2-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Boy, that's a shocker. Mudcats only with 3 losses on the season. They're 12-3, pacing the way for both the North and the South Division. Kannapolis, a 4-0 lead over Charleston in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fayetteville trails down East 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Those are your scores around the Carolina League. As Rorick Maltrude digs back in to open up the fourth inning, as Alexis Hernandez will try to redeem the mistake he made. It's calling a strike, 0-1. His mistake still resulted in an out, no thanks to his own, as it was an infield fly rule. The 0-1. Downstairs, 1-1. But his misplay allowed every runner to move up as he could not track the ball into his glove. Then they threw it away over at third. Swung through it, pulled out his back foot, 1-2. And from there, the bottom of the third inning just continued to unravel. Here's the 1-2 for Maltrude. Grounded foul, first base side. Maltrude already with 7 strikeouts on the afternoon. He fires, a little low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2, missed again, and Hernandez back into the at-bat, full count. How do the Pelicans respond? Trailing by 6. Payoff pitch. Foul back, and we'll try it again. Maltrude closing in on 50 pitches. As we mentioned, the 7 strikeouts. The right-hander pauses at the belt. Here it comes. And we'll do it again. Hernandez putting up a good battle here. He struck out to open up the ball game. A 1-2-3 first inning for Maltrude. He's had at least two strikeouts in every inning so far. Here's the payoff. Got him! 8 Ks for the righty. One shy of what we believe is his career high since college. Tracked it all the way back to 2020. As Christian Hernandez will dig in. He slaps a breaking ball into right center field. Antunez won't get there, and he won't cut it off before the wall. Around first, heading to second is Hernandez, and he will cruise in standing with a one-out double. Second hit of the afternoon for Myrtle Beach as Jacob Wetzel will dig in. So the first sign of light for the Pelicans. And only the second time that Maltrude will have to work out of the stretch. Maltrude checks second. Now he fires. Will it buy him at 91, strike one. And now just behind the runner at second. Now he backs off. The 0-1 pumped it in there again. Strike two. Infield relatively straight away, but Hanau shadowing the bag at second. Is the shortstop. Here's the two-strike pitch to Wetzel. Check swing, a little bit high, 1-2. Wetzel did a good job to lay off the high fastball. We'll see if he comes back with a big curveball. We haven't seen very many, but he's used it sparingly. After the high fastball, does he change the eye line? Here's the 1-2. He did, and it bounces away from Mejias and all the way to the backstop as Hernandez will move 90 feet closer on the wild pitch. That's a risk you're willing to take when you're up by six, bouncing a curveball in there. You're pitching as well as Maltrude is. Infield pulling themselves in, even though they're up by six. The 2-2 from Maltrude. Line drive. Fair ball down the first baseline. That'll get a run back. Around first, heading to second is Wetzel. As he will stop there, as a good throw from Antunez will hold him. But a one-out RBI double makes it a 6-1 ball game. Back-to-back base hits for Myrtle Beach.
Bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
No Connor Young tonight. As he's working PA this evening. Garrett Brown will be the new pitcher for the Pelicans. Brown, four-seam, two-seam, slider, changeup, the right-hander, 6'7", 218. So a big arm for the Pelicans. He's making his sixth appearance. 6.43 ERA, still looking for his first decision. Seven innings. He's given up five earned runs, walked four, struck out four as well. He'll face Tommy Hawk to lead things off here in the fourth inning. That's slapped toward left field. Gariola gives it a look and out of play, strike one. Brown did pitch four games with Myrtle Beach a year ago. 2.84 ERA, two saves, six innings of work, with 10 strikeouts. The 0-1 to Hawk fouled away. Strike two. Drafted out of Georgia, the University of Georgia, that is. Pitched two seasons in 2020 and 2022. That missed down and away, one ball, two strikes. 24 years old. From Stockbridge, Georgia. Born in 1999. The 1-2. Off the end of the bat by Hawk. The right-hander got him to chase. Good fastball from Brown. Retires Hawk to open up the fourth inning. Lynchburg leading it 6-1. As Christian Napchick will take his cuts. Napchick, he's reached base twice. He singled and was hit by a pitch and came around to score in the third inning. As he lofts that into center field, Wetzel charging in on it, and he won't have a play. As two base hits for Napchick. Two singles up the middle. He was our pregame player interview. Maybe it was good luck. Ralphie Velasquez will step in. His two RBI single last inning open up the scoring for the Hillcats. Throw back over, and in safely is Napchick as he slid underneath the tag of Bowser. Brown fires, the runner takes off, and it's a no throw from Hernandez as Napchick will move into scoring position. The hit and run was on for Napchick. That's his third stolen base of the season. The 0-1 missing wide, one ball, one strike. No surprisingly, as Frank Hernandez wants to go out and have a word, got a little crossed up with Brown. Not surprisingly, Lynchburg, 38 stolen bases on the season. This is a team and an organization that likes to run. That missed out wide. Two balls and a strike. Lynchburg top 10 in all of minor league baseball in stolen bases. They're creeping up that leaderboard yet again. Tacoma leading the way with 52. They're pretty far out in front. Jupiter behind them with 46. It'll be hard to catch. There's the 2-1. Downstairs, 3-1. Last season, Lynchburg, their bread and butter was their ability to run the bases. I mean, Guy Lipscomb, he was on pace to set records here in Lynchburg. As 3-1 to Velasquez. Skied into shallow left field. Hernandez will give way to Gariola, who will secure it for out number two. As Jason Churio will dig in. The guy Lipscomb. He was on a torrid pace in terms of stolen bases before he injured his arm diving into the center field wall, as Jason Cherio will dig in. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Last season, he stole 48 bags with the Hillcats, most of those coming before his injury. Got four stolen bases with Lake County so far. That bounced in there, getting away from the catcher, and Knapcheck didn't get a good read on it. Cherio was trying to wave him over. Nothing doing, no danger. 1-1. Doesn't seem like the Hillcats have their Guy Lipscomb-type player. Maybe Luis Durango could be that guy. And Esteban Gonzalez, and he's got seven stolen bases on the season, but 48 is going to be tough to beat. The 1-1 misses down and away. 2-1. Every player on the Hillcats, at least hitter-wise, has a stolen base. Manuel Mejias joined that group earlier this afternoon. 2-1, big cut from Cherio, 2-2. Boy, that was an electric moment when Mejias swiped second. I think it caught everybody off guard. So no throw was even made. The 2-2. Slow roller over towards second. Oh, what a play by Knapcheck as he waited in front of it. The play at first, and they say they got him. Good throw by Preciado. Ends the inning. I don't know about that call, but I know Knapcheck made the right play. He just stopped right where the ball was going, made it harder for the defense to adjust. And that's the kind of heads-up base running that you love to see. The inning comes to a close. No damage done. We head to the fifth. Five-run advantage for Lynchburg after this.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Six to one lead for Lynchburg as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Rorick Maltrude will continue on. Maltrude, 8 strikeouts so far, one shy of his career high. What we believe he set back in 2021 with New Mexico State. He'll face Hernandez, Trice, and Encarnacion. As Maltrude, he's done everything good have asked from him so far. The right-hander fires it in there for a called strike, 0-1. Hernandez struck out in his first plate appearance, and in the same at-bat, they picked off Andy Gariola, who was leaning off of first a little too much. Roller over towards short. Hanau sidearm flip to first, one down. Hanau just makes that look easy as Carter Trice will step in. Well, the strikeouts have slowed down for Maltrude. He only had one strikeout last inning. As Trice takes a called strike there. Trice opened up the third inning with a strikeout, as have a lot of guys in this ballgame. Maltrude, bounced it in there. 1-1. Waltrude used a heavy dosage of that curveball in his first at-bat against Trice and went back to it there. Went fastball outside, 2-1. He hasn't used the curveball much. It's been mainly his fastball and a slider. But now the 2-1. Topped over toward third. 2-2. The 2-2 from the right-hander. Ball three, apparently, as I don't know where it missed. Carter Trice took off toward first base. I don't know if he thought it was ball four or if it was a drop third strike. Either way, he took off the payoff pitch from Maltrude. Breaking ball popped up on the infield. Mejias calling everybody off. He'll make the grab, two down. As Jefferson Encarnacion will take his cuts. Encarnacion takes a called strike, 0-1. Encarnacion put the ball in play in his first plate appearance, an easy roller toward third. As curveball misses wide, 1-1. The right-hander. As it tipped behind the plate, 1-2. Caught a piece of the home plate umpire on the way by. Now Encarnacion down in the count. Maltrude trying to pick up that ninth strikeout and work a full five. Here's the 1-2. Just missed off the inside edge. A good sell job by Encarnacion, 2-2. Came in with the fastball at 90. Maltrude pauses and fires. Breaking ball lined over the head of Knapchek into right field for a base hit. As Encarnacion will get aboard and Drew Bowser will dig in. There is an arm getting loose for the Hillcats in their bullpen, I believe. It's hard to see from my vantage point as... There was, as Jordan Smith will go out and make a move to the pen. Rorick Maltrude, what an outing for him. 4 2/3, 8 strikeouts, and 1 earned run for the right-hander. Finishes one shy of a career high that he set back in 2021 in terms of strikeouts with New Mexico State. As he did everything the Hillcats asked of him and more. We'll meet the new pitcher when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lemonadas are back. The Lynchburg Hillcats will rebrand as the Lemonadas de Hill City as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town April 30th through May 5th. Join us throughout the weekend for a celebration of Latino culture and inspiration in the game of baseball. Coming out to Bank of the James Stadium on Friday for a Lemonadas-themed mason jar giveaway and on Saturday for fireworks as part of our Noche de Fuegos celebration. Then on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo with Kids Fun Day at the ballpark. Tickets are available at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free.
But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
What an outing from Rorik Maltrud. 4 2/3, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. No walks and 8 strikeouts. He dropped his ERA to 3.86 as Kyle Scott will take over, the right-hander, making his 4th appearance. He's 1-0 with a 2.53 ERA. In just under 11 innings, he struck out 10, walked 5, and surrendered 3 earned runs. The right-hander stands 6'1", 220 from Westminster, Maryland. He was drafted in 2023, a 15th-round pick out of Lackawanna. Kyle Scott. We'll try to pick up the final out of the top of the 5th inning. The runner at first, Encarnacion, is attributed to Maltrud. Really stinks for the right-hander, as he was an out away from being in line for the victory, as Drew Bowser will dig in. So that's lined over towards short, one pitch, one out, and the inning comes to a close. We head to the bottom half of the 5th, 6-1 advantage for the Hillcats on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
No Connor Young tonight. Jason Prill with you the entirety of the way. As a new pitcher on the mound for Myrtle Beach, Kenton Egbert. As Garrett Brown did his job, he went one inning of work. One hit, no runs, no walks, and one strikeout. Egbert, 6'3", 205 from Kettering, Ohio. He was signed as an undrafted free agent last season. Born July 9th, 2001, 22 years old. He'll face Angel Hanau, and he's got a funky delivery. The first pitch, they say Hanau went around for strike one. Can honestly say I don't think I've seen a delivery like this from anyone. Egbert has it lined foul for strike two. 1-2 on Angel Hanau. Trying to find the numbers on Egbert. This is his first time coming out of the pen. He's 0-1 on the season with a 2.35 ERA and just under 8 innings. Only given up 2 earned runs, 8 strikeouts, and 4 walks. His delivery is a sight to behold. The 1-2. Hanau lost it toward right field. Encarnacion racing back, drifting back, looking up. It bounces off the wall. Hanau will cruise into second with the leadoff double. The throw gets away. Hanau, now he'll take off toward third and he'll hold up as Preciado didn't get far enough away from the bag. And he got a late read on it. And Angel Hanau will lead off the fifth with the double. His first hit of the night. As Wilfredo Antunez will step in. He tripled in the third inning. Egbert, a product out of the University of Miami, Ohio. The right-hander checks second. Now he fires. Down low for ball one to Antunez. He was named first-team All-MAC in 2023. He finished 5-3 with a 3.96 ERA in his senior season. He also picked up 90 strikeouts on the year as well. The 1-0. Breaking ball finds the zone. 1-1. Antunez, not a fan. Here's the 1-1. In the dirt, a good block by Hernandez. 2 balls and a strike. Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-1 lead for Lynchburg. Egbert kicks and delivers. Got Antunez to chase the high heater at 90 miles an hour, 2-2. Egbert looks erratic with his delivery. As the 2-2. Blew it past him, lost his hat as he released it. But Antunez is retired for out number one here in the fifth. As Manuel Mejias will dig in. His last plate appearance, a single toward right field and a stolen base for the Hillcats catcher. He was the last guy on the roster to pick up a stolen base. As a big curveball finds the zone for strike one. Egbert slated to start on Sunday of this week. As that bounced in there, they appeal. Did not go around. So this will not be the only time we see Egbert in this series. It's a runner on second. One down, bottom of the fifth inning. The right-hander pulls the string on Mejia, strike two. Can Mejias bring home that 7th RBI of the day for the Hillcats as they lead 6-1? The 1-2. He cannot. He swung through it, 2 down. Back-to-back Ks for Egbert. That's a big curveball. You know, back when the draft used to be 50 rounds, Egbert would have been drafted. And every once in a while, you can find a diamond in the rough. Cleveland hoping they got that with Maltrude. He showed it tonight. Chicago, the Cubs hoping they found it in Egbert. as that's jolted towards center field. Lopez tosses his bat. Wetzel on the run in front of the wall makes the grab, and the inning is over. Lopez gave it a ride, but Egbert works around the leadoff double to keep it a 6-1 game. We head to the sixth in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Lemonadas are back. The Lynchburg Hillcats will rebrand as the Lemonadas de Hill City as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town April 30th through May 5th. Join us throughout the weekend for a celebration of Latino culture and inspiration in the game of baseball. Coming out to Bank of the James Stadium on Friday for a Lemonadas-themed mason jar giveaway, and on Saturday for fireworks as part of our Noche de Fuegos celebration. Then on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo with Kids Fun Day at the ballpark. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
6-1 lead as we head to the sixth inning here in Lynchburg as the Hillcats, well, they were carried by a monstrous third inning. Six runs on the board in that one frame. It opened up with a Rafael Ramirez Jr. double. Tommy Hawk singled. And then Christian Knapcheck was hit by a pitch before Ralphie Velasquez would score two of them with a single. Churio would walk. Hanau would fly out on an infield fly rule. And the runner would come home as they dropped it. And craziness played out. Antunez would bring home two with a triple as that missed up and in to Alexis Hernandez for ball one. And Manuel Mejias, well, he put the final run on the board with an RBI single. 2-0 as Hernandez digs in. His brother, Christian Hernandez, he scored the only run for Myrtle Beach. He doubled in the fourth inning. And then scored one batter later on a double from Wetzel. Ground ball over towards second. Knapcheck on to first, one down. As Christian Hernandez, who we just mentioned, will dig in. Kyle Scott came in for one pitch in the fifth inning, got one out. He's ahead in the count 0-1 on Hernandez. He fought it off foul. 0-2. Breaking ball tipped right out the plate, and it caught a piece of Mejias' bare hand. He's a bit shaken up. A little bit of a stinger. The plate umpire will hand deliver the ball to Scott to give him a few extra moments. And now here comes Yuka Ogata and Jordan Smith for the Hillcats to check on their catcher. Mejias missed some time last season with an injury. That opened the door for Robert Lopez to get a lot of playing time in the middle of the year. But you don't want to see Mejias go down here, especially with the start of the season he's having. He shakes it off. He's all good. He's a catcher. They take a beating back there. 0-2 on Christian Hernandez, the two-strike pitch. Just missed down and in. One ball, two strikes. Scott rocks, kicks, and fires. Goes with a breaking ball down and away, and Hernandez laid off 2-2. So from 0-2 to 2-2. The Elder Hernandez right back into the at-bat. He drives that toward center field, a base hit. So Hernandez now 2-for-3. Jacob Wetzel. He holds the lone RBI for Myrtle Beach, a double in the fourth inning. We mentioned Kyle Scott from Lackawanna College. It's a private college in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Yes, that's right, the home of the office. As that missed down low, ball one. Though, as we're probably all aware, there's no such thing as the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. He knows that full well, having attended school in the home of one of the most popular comedy franchises of all time. 1-1 as Wetzel takes a strike after he squared around. It only has about 1,700 students as of 2022, does Lackawanna College. Throw back over, nothing doing. The 1-1. Right at the knees, strike two. They do have a pretty good football program at Lackawanna. Kaiser White, one of the more notable names on the list, who plays professionally for the Arizona Cardinals. The two-strike delivery, lined right field, but foul. But most of their notable alumni are all either current or former professional football players, at least according to Wikipedia, so we know how reliable that could be. It's a pretty good athletics program. As a throw over toward first, nothing doing. Only one player from Lackawanna made it to the majors. That pitch is upstairs. The throw down with the runner going. And a balk has been called on Kyle Scott. So the pitch does not count. It's 2-1. Hernandez into scoring position on the balk. Scott pauses and fires the 1-2. A breaking ball got him swinging. Wetzel chased a curveball for out number two.
Next up for Myrtle Beach, number 9, Andy Gariola
will dig in with two down. Going back to Lackawanna, they've only had one player make the major leagues, Jared Solomon. As the first pitch misses down and away for ball one. He debuted in 2022 with the Cincinnati Reds. He only played one season at Lackawanna back in 2017, but he's the only player to make the majors from the Falcons. 1-1 on Gary Ola. Kyle Scott would like to be number two. Here's the 1-1 in there for a called strike. One ball, two strikes. Hernandez at second. He's singled and then moved to second on a balk. The 1-2. Called strike three. Went with the fastball and Gariola couldn't pull the bat off his shoulders. Back-to-back strikeouts for Scott. Send us to the middle of the sixth. Five-run advantage for the Hillcats when we come back as they come to the plate after this.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday we'll bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Once again, no Connor Young tonight. And he's doing PA in the ballpark. Jason Prill with you the entirety of the evening. Rafael Ramirez Jr., Tommy Hawk, and Christian Knapchek will be the three due up for the Hillcats here in this frame. Lynchburg leading it 6-1. Make sure to join us out at the ballpark this weekend. It's going to be a fun one. It's Kids Weekend. Friday night, Little Hillcats t-shirt. I've gotten a look at it. And it's going to be a fun night here. On Saturday night, it's Youth League night. And so we're celebrating and raising money for our local youth leagues. And got fireworks after the game already. A great crowd expected. Plenty more to come. And then Sunday fun day. First 100 kids in the door get a free snow cone as Ramirez swings through it for strike one. Can't ask for more than that on this weekend. So make it a family trip. If you don't want to bring your whole family, coming out Thursday night for parents' night out. Also Thirsty Thursday. 1-1 on Ramirez. You can get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Right-hander has that driven toward right field. Encarnacion backpedaling and will settle underneath it. Ramirez sounded a lot better than it traveled, as Encarnacion able to settle underneath it easily. Tommy Hawk will step in. Hawk 1-for-2. He singled and scored in the third inning and struck out in the fourth inning. Egbert kicks and delivers. Inside, ball one. Egbert came on to start the fifth inning, relieving Garrett Brown, who relieved Alfredo Romero. The high leg kick from Egbert. 2-0. Well, you don't see a leg kick that high. Line into the screen, 2-1. You know, when you think about pitchers, you think strain on the elbow, not strain on the back of your thigh. Missing in tight, 3-1, but Egbert, he has to have a good stretching routine because he kicks that left leg up quite quickly, and his toe gets above to his head as that's ball four to Hawk. He'll reach Banks as Christian Knapchek will take his cuts.
Up to bat number 10, Christian Knapchek.
Knapchek has been aboard all three times he's been to the plate. As Egbert will step off and call time, that's his first disengagement. As some communication errors between him and Hernandez. In comes Preciado to translate for him. Knapchek, he was hit by a pitch earlier in the game with some discrepancy. First pitch bounced in there and it gets away from the catcher. A great jump and a great read by Tommy Hawk. Won't be a stolen base, but he read it in the dirt and just took off. It's a wild pitch for the Pelicans and something they've become used to. That's number 41 on the season. For Myrtle Beach, they lead all of minor league baseball in that category. And it's not even really close. Next closest has 26. Knapchek fouls it back to the screen. 1-1. And you can forgive some of the errors of wild pitch. Because you can chalk it up to maybe being a pass ball, and they just miss score it. But 40, that's still a lot. The 1-1. Breaking ball in the zone, 1-2. They've officially ruled it a stolen base, but I wouldn't be shocked to see that get changed at the end of the ball game. The right-hander, as it dribbled over toward third, Preciado charging and retiring Knapchek for out number two, as Ralphie Velasquez will step in.
Up to bat for the O-Caps, number 24, Ralphie Velasquez.
Ralphie Velasquez will step in with two down. And the runner at third. The Hillcats have not scored since the third inning. Has the first pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. A good block by Hernandez. 1-0. Hawk's not afraid to take off. If this gets anywhere outside the circle at home plate, he might break for home. The 1-0. Chopper foul, 1-1. The right-hander pauses. Now he fires. Down and away, two balls and a strike. Wind back toward blowing out to straightaway center field. Here's the 2-1. Velasquez spit on a fastball right down the heart of the plate. Evens the count, two apiece. Runner on third, two down, five-run lead for Lynchburg. Bottom of the sixth inning, the 2-2 from Egbert. Breaking ball, but out in front was Velasquez. It hung up there, and his eyes lit up. He'd like to have that one back. As Egbert left one for crushing. We'll try it again. Here's the 2-2. I doubt he goes back with a breaking ball. He did, and Velasquez chased after it down and away. The inning comes to a close. It's still a five-run lead for Lynchburg. We head to the seventh here in Lynchburg with the Hillcats on top, 6-1.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, four rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Preciado, Hernandez, and Trice. The three due up for the top of the seventh inning for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. This is game one of a six-game series. The Cats will also be in town next week as their first of two two-game homestands. Next week, Kannapolis will be in town. Kannapolis tonight, they're up 10-3 over Charleston in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Cannonballers, with the bases loaded and only one down as well, they're piling it on over Charleston. They'll be in town week from today. First pitch, a called strike on Preciado, 0-1. That looked a bit high from my vantage point, but nevertheless, the home plate umpire in the Hillcats, the benefit of the call. We'll take it. Here's the 0-1. Popped up. Back out of play. Strike two. Rorick Maltrude started the game for the Hillcats. He went 4 2/3. Kyle Scott still on in relief. That missed downstairs, 1-2. Maltrude, 8 strikeouts on the afternoon. The 1-2. Line toward left field. Hawk won't be able to get there as it drops for a base hit. Graciano, he'll round first but hold there. It's a strong throw from the left fielder. Would have had him. Graciano keeps hitting. As Frank Hernandez, 0-2, will take his cuts. Driven out towards center field, Churio will settle underneath it, one down. As Hernandez jumped on the first pitch he saw and picks up the first out of the inning.
To the plate, number 34, Carter Trice.
Carter Trice, 0-2, will step in. As the first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Trice, he's 0-2. He faced a heavy dosage of curveballs from Maltrude in his first two plate appearances. See if Scott goes off speed with him here. He's gone back-to-back fastball. 2-0. Scott goes fastball again, 2-1. as Trice swings through it. Trice went to NC State. He was drafted by the Cubs. It's 2-2 as he fouls it away. So he knows the area somewhat well, having only played college ball about 2.5 hours from Lynchburg. The 2-2 got him to chase a high heater as Trice tipped it into the glove for out number two. Third strikeout for Scott as Jefferson Encarnacion will step in.
Number 8, Jefferson Encarnacion.
Tips the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Encarnacion, 1-for-2 on the day. He singled back in the fifth. He played 37 games with Myrtle Beach a year ago, hitting .224. The 0-1 fouled back to the screen, strike two. He was a part of the Myrtle Beach squad that went to the playoffs last season just to be eliminated by Charleston, the River Dogs, who are working on a three-peat, or actually they have the three-peat, as Encarnacion jolts that toward right field on Tunez, ranging back, looking up, and it's off the scoreboard. And Encarnacion, with his first home run of the season, cuts the deficit to 3 for Myrtle Beach here in the seventh. His first home run of the season. He only had 2 last year with Myrtle Beach.
Up to bat number 44, Drew Bowser.
As Drew Bowser will step in and he swings through it. First strike, 1. Right-hander, how does he rebound after giving up the 2-run shot? 6-3. Myrtle Beach still hanging around. Lynchburg just not able to put teams away easily. As timeout is called by Bowser down in the count 0-2. He needs a moment to regroup. Scott into his motion and drops the breaking ball low for 1-2. Scott kicks and delivers. Foul back to the screen. We'll try it again. Bowser. Attended Stanford, drafted in the 20th round as he swings through it for out number 3. Scott bounces back, picks up the strikeout after giving up the 2-run blast to Jefferson Encarnacion. As it's stretch time here in the Hill City, Lynchburg leads it by 3. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The lead for the Hillcats as Myrtle Beach cuts it in half with a two-run blast in the top of the seventh inning. It'll be Churio, Hanau, and Antunez against Kent and Egbert here in the seventh inning. Can't get too comfortable as just because you have a five-run lead doesn't mean that it can dissipate quickly. Hillcats have to hold on for two more innings and try to add on here as Jason Churio will dig in, still looking for his first hit of the night, but he did reach base twice in this ball game, once on an air and once via the walk. So that catches the outside part of the zone for strike one. He just finds a way to get on base. A high chopper toward first, but foul. Strike two. It's like that seen in Moneyball. What does he do? He gets on base. That's Jason Churio, but not only does he do that, he provides some pop at the plate. I mean, his OPS is over 1,000. He does have two home runs to his name as well. Here's the 0-2 from Egbert. He chased a high fastball. One down. Angel Hanau. He doubled in his last plate appearance. 1-for-3 on the day. Only one Hillcat has yet to get aboard. That's Robert Lopez. Everyone else has reached base. Egbert. The high leg kick. As Hanau will ground it over toward first. Trying to beat the pitcher to the bag. It's bang, bang. And they got him. Egbert just beat him. For out number two is Wilfredo Antunez will dig in. Antunez struck out his first plate appearance against Egbert two innings ago. Lynchburg would like to re-extend that lead. Now only ahead by 6-3. The right-handed reliever has it lined toward right field, a base hit for Antunez. He's now 2-for-4. He tripled back in the third inning, singled here in the seventh. As Manuel Mejias will dig in. I still can't get over Mejias picking up the stolen base. He was the last Hillcat that needed to swipe a bag for everyone on the team to have one. And it sent everybody into a flurry of emotion. He watches it bounce in there. A wild pitch will allow Antunez to move into scoring position. They're just extending that wild pitch lead. 42 now for the Pelicans in the month of April alone. As timeout has been called, so Preciado can tie his shoes. You never want to have loose laces. Tripping hazard. 1-0 on Mejias. Egbert kicks and delivers. In the dirt again, 2-0. This time Hernandez able to smother it. Two down. Runner in scoring position for Lynchburg. That's on Antunez. Mejias with five RBIs on the season. He has one today. The 2-0 Misses again, ball three. Tried to paint the corner with a fastball at 91 miles an hour. Maybe just trying to get to Lopez, who waits on deck. The way Mejias is swinging the bat, I don't blame him. The 3-0. All four. They wanted no part of him. The unintentional intentional walk. As Robert Lopez trying to make him pay. He's 0 for 3. He's the only Hillcat who has yet to get aboard. Swung at the first pitch and drove it to deep center field, but flew out in his last plate appearance. Egbert checks second and fires. Down low, ball one. So Egbert, he picked up the first two outs of the inning pretty quickly. But then Antunez singled, Mejias walked. There's two aboard with two away here in the bottom half of the seventh inning of a three-run ball game. The 1-0. Hernandez couldn't smother it. Ball two. Looks like it may have crossed him up. Egbert fires it low, ball three, and he's on the verge of loading up the bases for Rafael Ramirez Jr., who already has one double today. That came back to open up the third inning. Now, three-run ball game. This is danger time for the Pelicans, the 3-0. See if Lopez gets the green light. He does not, and watches a fastball down the pipe. Egbert pauses, takes his time. Now he fires. Just a bit wide, ball four, and the bases, well, they are loaded. Two quick outs, and now the bags are juiced, and out comes the pitching coach again for the Pelicans, George Thanopoulos. As all of a sudden, the inning coming unraveled. For Myrtle Beach. They had a chance to really swing the momentum with a quick inning here. Even if the Hillcats don't score a run in this situation, you have to feel that they've at least halted the momentum that the Pelicans built with the two-run home run in the top of the seventh inning. Obviously, the Hillcats would like to get those runs back, but just making them work and extending the inning, showing patient approaches at the plate, have put them in a situation with the bases loaded and two down. First pitch to Ramirez is out wide. Ball one. Nowhere to put him. Bases are loaded. Two down, bottom of the seventh inning.
Proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or Fireworks Show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
We've hit the eighth inning. Three-run advantage for Lynchburg. 6-3 to score. It'll be the top of the order due up for the Pelicans. Hernandez, Hernandez, and Wetzel. Sounds like a law firm. Myrtle Beach, 4-10 on the season, trying to pick up win number 5, but they have some work to do. Lynchburg, on the other hand, 8-7, trying to keep pace with the upper half of the Carolina League North. It is crowded up at the top of the Carolina League North division. But the Mudcats leading the way now at 13-3. As that falls for a strike, 0-1 to Alexis Hernandez. They completed the comeback to win 4-2 over Salem. Drops to 6-10. In there for a called strike again, 0-2. Deficit to 6-5. And after a third inning where it looked like the Hillcats could just run away and cruise, all of a sudden it's a one-run game, and Jacob Wetzel at the dish here in the top of the eighth inning. The second home run allowed by Scott. Big curveball misses out wide for ball one. We'll see. The Hillcats looks like they're getting somebody loosened up in the pen, maybe getting an arm loose. 1-1 as the fastball finds the zone. Myrtle Beach has scored 4 runs in the last 2 innings. Still nobody out here in the 8th inning. Ground ball right back to him. Scott stabs it, flips to first, one down. Andy Gariola. He'll dig in to take his cuts. He's 1-for-3 on the day. The breaking ball. Sharply hit, but foul down the third baseline. Nobody aboard, one away. 2 runs already in for the Pelicans. They've made it a ball game. The 0-1. Missing high and tight, 1-1. Gariola, he singled back in the second inning. Struck out in his one plate appearance against Scott. Struck out looking, I might add. The 1-1 in there for a called strike, 1-2. The right-hander kicks and delivers. Breaking ball got him to chase. Good hard curveball in the dirt. And Gariola is retired for out number 2. As Reginald Preciado will step in. So a strong bounce back from Kyle Scott after surrendering the 2-run home run. It's a 1-run game, 6-5. Preciado, not the guy you want to see in a 1-run game. He doesn't have much power, at least not this season. But he is hitting .345. He takes a first pitch breaking ball that misses. He singled and scored last inning. And lines it foul just over the head of the first base coach, who goes scrambling out of the way. The 1-1. Bounced it in there, 2 balls and a strike. Scott really needs to get out of this frame without allowing any more damage or base runners for that matter. The 2-1. High fastball, 3 balls and a strike, and a good hitter's count for the dangerous right-handed hitting Preciado. He can make you pay if you're not careful. The 3-1 went with a hard fastball downstairs, ball 4. A 2-out base runner for Frank Hernandez. That'll bring out Tony Arnold, the Hillcats pitching coach, to try and coach his reliever through this inning and keep it a one-run game. Lynchburg has not scored since the third inning. It's been all Myrtle Beach since. They've put five on the board. It's a one-run game. For Tony Arnold, their starter pitched so well, just couldn't get the final out of that fifth inning. Kyle Scott came on, got the final out. Now you're hoping that he can get the final out of the eighth without having to allow any more damage. Scott kicks, fires. Up high, ball one. Hernandez represents the go-ahead run. Tying run at first. Top of the eighth inning here in Lynchburg. The 1-0. Up and in, lean the back, ball two. The 2-0, and a balk has been called on Scott. That's the second time he's balked. First time came back in the sixth inning when Christian Hernandez moved into scoring position, but the Pelicans just couldn't bring him home. The 2-0. Out wide, ball three. Scott starting to lose a bit of his command here. Tying run now 180 feet away. Does Hernandez get the green light? The 3-0. He does not. Takes all the way, a fastball, 3-1. Scott pauses at the letters, checks second, now he fires. Flare shot toward right, Antunez charging hard, dives, can't make the play, it's a tie game. Hernandez into second, as Antunez did everything he could to get there and came up empty, and we're knotted up at six apiece. Can't fault the effort, he needed to dive there. Able to keep it relatively close to him. But with two down, the tying run comes home to score. Now the go-ahead run at second, and Lynchburg will have to go to their pen. As Carter Trice digs in against the new pitcher. We'll meet the new arm when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
All Robert Wegelnick will be the new pitcher. He was an undrafted free agent in 2024 out of FAU, making his second appearance for the Hillcats. He was called up just a week ago. He went an inning and a third, struck out three, only giving up the one hit. He'll be tasked with trying to end the inning and keeping it a tie ball game. It's all knotted up at six apiece. The go-ahead run, 180 feet away at second base as Carter Trice digs in. Slow chopper over toward third. Ramirez gloves off balance toward first. Scoop by Velasquez, and they got him. What a play to end the frame and keep it a tie ball game. Trice retired. Inning over. We head to the bottom half of the eighth, knotted up at six on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the Game Center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Well, we head to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and we're all tied up at six apiece. Our score bug says 6-5, but it is in fact 6-all. As the Pelicans tied it up in the top of the eighth inning. It'll be 9-1-2. Hawk, Knapcheck, and Velasquez for the Hillcats in this frame. Lynchburg has won five of their last six. All on the road, eight of their last ten. Trying to keep pace with the Mudcats, who sit atop the Carolina League North. Tommy Hawk digs in. He's reached base twice, and he takes upstairs, ball one. Egbert still on the mound. He's pitched well since entering the game in the fifth inning. He's yet to allow a run. Here's the 1-0. High and wide, two balls, no strikes. That high leg kick from the right-hander, maybe distracting some of these Hillcat hitters. Right-hander kicks and delivers, and Hawk swung through it, 2-1. Hawk walked in his last plate appearance as he lines that toward left field, but that'll hang up for Gariola, who makes the running grab for out number one. Christian Knapcheck will dig in. As Buddy Bailey will go to his pen. Egbert, I don't want him to face anybody a third time, especially the dangerous middle heart of the order for Lynchburg, as Bailey will go to his bullpen. We'll meet the new pitcher in a tie ball game when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday we'll bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Kenji Perez from the Dominican Republic will be the new right-hander. 6'2", 165 from Tomayo, Dominican Republic. Perez has it chopped towards second and into right field past the glove of Christian Hernandez. And Knapchick, first pitch swinging, gets the go-ahead run aboard here in the inning, the eighth inning. Perez making his sixth appearance, and he struggled. He's got a ERA of above 25 in just under five innings. He surrendered 13 earned runs, 11 strikeouts, 13 walks as the right-hander. As Ralphie Velasquez goes into a deep squat for his fifth plate appearance. Breaking ball in the dirt. Ball one. Perez, four-seam slider changeup. Runner breaks for second. It's in the zone. The throw down not nearly in time, and the Hillcats have a runner in scoring position. Aggressive base running as Knapchick picks up his second stolen base of the game. And it's 1-1 on Velasquez. For Knapchick, that's his fourth stolen base of the season. 1-1 on Velasquez. Go ahead run at second. A slider finds the zone. One ball, two strikes. Perez was signed as an international free agent at the start of 2020. Trying to get that put-away pitch on Velasquez, the 1-2. Well outside, two balls, two strikes. Went back without slider, and Velasquez said no thank you. Two and two. Knapchick on second. He takes a few steps off. Here's the 2-2. And Velasquez swung through it. And it's a drop third strike. They'll throw down to first and retire the Hillcats first baseman for out number two as Jason Churio will try to drive home that go-ahead run. Churio still looking for his first hit of the game. He struck out in his last plate appearance. He's reached base twice, once on an error and once on a walk. Go ahead run at second. Myrtle Beach is stormed back. The Hillcats haven't scored since the third inning when they led 6-0. Well outside with a fastball, ball one. 94 from Perez. Churio
still digs in from that left-hand side with the righty on the mound. As that finds the zone, 1-1. For Myrtle Beach in the top of the ninth, they'll have 8-9-1. As Churio wants to step out and regroup. Good crowd on hand, just over 1,600 in the ballpark tonight. The 1-1 in there for a called strike, 1-2. So Perez, a strike away from getting out of the inning, keeping it a tie game. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball down and away, 2-2 as Churio laid off. Napchik on second. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball called strike three. Churio can't believe it as he is rung up. He is yet to leave the batter's box, and he has some words for the home plate umpire. As Erlen Cerda wants to make sure that it doesn't get any further, Jordan Smith chirping as he walks up the line. He's got to be careful as it's getting a bit heated here as Lynchburg led it at 1.6-0. We're tied at 6 as we head to the ninth here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Lemonadas are back. The Lynchburg Hillcats will rebrand as the Lemonadas de Hill City as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town April 30th through May 5th. Join us throughout the weekend for a celebration of Latino culture and inspiration in the game of baseball. Coming out to Bank of the James Stadium on Friday for a Lemonadas-themed mason jar giveaway and on Saturday for fireworks as part of our Noche de Fuegos celebration. Then on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo with Kids Fun Day at the ballpark. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Jefferson Encarnacion will dig in. He's 2-for-3. His two-run bomb in the seventh cut the deficit to 3. And then three runs in the top of the eighth inning for Myrtle Beach have knotted it up. Robert Weigelnick remains on the mound, and Encarnacion swings through it for strike one. 94 from the right-hander. Weigelnick just assigned to Lynchburg last week while out in Salem. He switched numbers with Yorman Gomez as he goes with a high cheese again. Strike two, and Encarnacion will have to protect. Bit more pace on that delivery than what has been prior. The 0-2. Chop back to the screen. And Encarnacion stays alive. The 0-2. Got him. Went hard with the fastball again, 94. First strikeout of the game for Weigelnick. As Drew Bowser will step in, he's 0-for-3, still looking for his first hit of the night. Tie ball game, top of the ninth inning. A right-hander. Breaks one in there. Good, hard curveball for strike one. Weigelnick
Gets him to chase. Strike two. Stands 6 foot 185 from Fort Myers, Florida. He's a strike away from out number two. Bowser. Down in the count. And now out of the count. They don't even appeal. They ring him up. Out number two. Bowser. Furious. As he heads back toward the dugout. He wanted an appeal rather than a straight ring up. He's not denying that he swung. He's just saying check. He didn't get it. Alexis Hernandez digs in. He reached on an error in his last plate appearance. Rounds that one back up the middle into center field. First hit allowed by Weigelnick in the ball game. As the ever-dangerous Christian Hernandez will step in. His two-run blast in the eighth inning. Part of the reason we're tied.
Up to bat number one, Christian Hernandez.
Hernandez. With three hits already tonight. Big breaking ball from Weigelnick. Misses down and away for ball one. Runner on first. Two away. That's the go-ahead run here in the top of the ninth inning. It's been a fun one tonight in Lynchburg. As Weigelnick kicks and delivers a hard curveball that paints the corner. One and one. Weigelnick replaced Scott for the final out of the eighth inning. After Scott allowed the tying run to score. The 1-1. Curveball again. This one slowly chopped towards short. Hanau will go across the diamond, and the inning is over. Lynchburg needs one to win. We'll be back with a tie ball game in the bottom of the ninth after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
There's no better family activity in Lynchburg than the Lynchburg Hillcats. Join us April 23rd through the 28th as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans come to town. We'll have a jam-packed, family-friendly weekend as we'll have our first kids club game on Friday featuring a youth design t-shirt giveaway. Have a kid a part of a youth baseball or softball league? Join us on Saturday for our Youth League night as we celebrate baseball in the next generation with another fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Hanau, Antunez, and Mejias. The three do up for Lynchburg here in the bottom of the ninth inning of a tie ball game. Lynchburg scored all six of their runs in the third inning when they hit around. Myrtle Beach has scratched and clawed their way back with timely hitting and taking advantage of every Hillcat mistake. There haven't been a ton, but a couple walks and an error have done in the Hillcats. And it's a tie ball game at six. Angel Hanau to lead things off. He takes up above the belt for ball one from Kenji Perez. Hanau, 1-for-4 on the day. He doubled in the fifth inning. The 1-0. Sky toward left field. Gariola hustling, looking, and it'll land out of play. 1-1. Hillcats just need base runners. Antunez waits on deck. He's got two hits. Perez picked up the final two outs of the eighth inning.
That catches the outside part of the zone. Hanau cannot believe they called that a strike, and quite frankly, neither can I. That looked pretty wide. 1-2. Perez pauses. The 1-2. Hanau watches a slider down and away. 2-2. Right-hander with the 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball, didn't get the call. Perez can't believe it. As he gets back on the mound, he's got to compose himself after not getting the strikeout. It's a full count on Hanau, who patiently took a breaking ball. Another slider. Here's the 3-2. Line drive left field, but it'll hang up for Gariola. One down. Wilfredo Antunez will step in with one away, bottom of the ninth inning. The score line is as symmetrical as possible. Each team with 6 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. A carbon copy. The only difference is how they scored their runs. Wilfredo Antunez swings through the first one. First strike, 1. Lynchburg scored all of theirs in the third inning. They have not scored since. They don't have very many base runners either. Myrtle Beach is chipped away. As Antunez is out in front. Strike 2, a bit antsy. At the plate. Antunez, an RBI triple in the third inning. Then singled and was left stranded at third in the seventh. Here's the 0-2. Down and in right at the toes. One ball, two strikes. Manuel Mejias waits on deck. Robert Lopez in the hole. Perez delivers. Out wide, 2-2. One of the things Antunez did really well last year with Lynchburg was protecting. He never rushed himself, was able to adjust his swing toward the count. Here's the 2-2. Called strike 3. A fastball at 95 froze him. And Antunez passes along some wisdom to Mejias. Perez has some nasty stuff. He's mixing him well so far. Mejias singled in the third inning, drove home an RBI. He takes up and away for ball 1. Mejias batting 325. Does have a home run to his name. Came back against Fredericksburg. The 1-0 from Perez. Breaking ball misses wide, 2-0. Mejias also walked in his last plate appearance. Here's the 2-0. Calling a strike, 2-1. Boy, this home plate umpire, Gustavo Garza, has really expanded that outside edge here in the later innings. 2-1. And Mejias just had to protect that. So it was heading right for that outside edge again. 2-2. Went with the fastball at 95. Bottom of the ninth inning, tie ball game. Perez sets, fires. Chopped foul behind the plate by Mejias. Extra innings, the rules still apply where a runner is placed on second base. The 2-2. In the dirt. Good block by Hernandez, though it didn't really matter too much. Unless Mejias had swung. But it's a full count.
Here's the payoff from Perez. Inside, ball four. Lynchburg has a two-out base runner. And I doubt they'll pinch run for him with two down. If he was the first batter of the inning, this might be a different story, and then you could just flex Roberto Perez to catcher as he digs in as the designated hitter. Lopez, one of the only Hillcats without a hit today. He misses out wide for ball one. Winning run over at first. Two down, bottom of the ninth inning. All knotted up at six. The 1-0. High chopper foul first base side. Lopez tried to turn on it. Out in front. Here's the 1-1 from Perez. He is over at first. Jack swing, Lopez went around. 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Trying to get out of the inning. Send it to extras. Called, strike three. Lopez immediately heated with the home plate umpire, who has not made any friends with the Hillcats this evening. We head to the 10th, tied at 6 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lemonadas are back. The Lynchburg Hillcats will rebrand as the Lemonadas de Hill City as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town April 30th through May 5th. Join us throughout the weekend for a celebration of Latino culture and inspiration in the game of baseball. Coming out to Bank of the James Stadium on Friday for a Lemonadas-themed mason jar giveaway, and on Saturday for fireworks as part of our Noche de Fuegos celebration. Then on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo with Kids Fun Day at the ballpark. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Christian Hernandez will start the inning on second base. Jacob Wetzel, Andy Gariola, and Reginald Preciado. Two up here in the 10th inning of a tie ball game. 6-6 our score. As a new pitcher on the mound for Lynchburg, as Robert Weigelnick will be relieved here, is Matt Jasek. Jasek on the season, 0-1, with a 2.79 ERA in just under 10 innings. He struck out 11, walked 3, and surrendered 3 earned runs, as Jacob Wetzel will dig in. Hernandez at second to open up the inning. Myrtle Beach, 2-0 in extra innings this season. They only have 4 wins overall, but they've capitalized when they've gotten to extras. First pitch out wide for ball one. For Lynchburg, they're 0-1 in extras this year. But it's still early.
Chasick has that golfed towards center field. Churio backpedaling, drifting back, looking up, and it bounces at the base of the wall. He can't make the play. Around second is third is Hernandez. The throw comes home, not in time, and Myrtle Beach takes the lead on an RBI triple from Jacob Wetzel. If Churio would have played it perfectly off the wall, they may have had him at home. But Wetzel does his job, puts Myrtle Beach in front, and he's now 90 feet away. And now the infield will be pulled in with Andy Gariola digging in. Boy, this game has just slipped out of the hands of the Hillcats. They were up by six at one point. Now they trail by one in extras. Nobody out, runner at third. First pitch swinging comes up empty, strike one. The nice thing is the Hillcats do have a chance in the bottom half of the 10th inning. As the 0-1, fouled back to the screen, strike two. For Wetzel, that's his third triple of the year. And it couldn't have come at a better time for the Pelicans. The 0-2 from Jasek. Found back to the screen. A half-hearted swing by Gariola. He's 1-for-4 on the day. Singled in the second. The 0-2 skied. Third base side. Ramirez. We'll give it a look, and it's out of play.
That foul ball was brought to you by Chick-fil-A on Timberlake Road.
Ariola protecting with two strikes. What can Jasek do to get out of it? Pump a high fastball. That's what he can do. One down. Gariola strikes out looking. That's a big first out. Runner still at third for Reginald Preciado. He's been tough all season long. Preciado has scored twice. He was the tying run in the eighth inning. All the way outside, ball one. He also singled and scored in the seventh. Infield remains pulled in with Wetzel over at third. The 1-0. Ground ball over toward third and past Ramirez and into left field, and that will extend the lead to two. An RBI base hit by Preciado. Moves Myrtle Beach farther in front as Frank Hernandez will dig in. Two-run lead for the Pelicans, 8-6. Lynchburg, as we mentioned, has not scored since the third inning. That's when they did all of their damage. Jasek delivers a called strike at the top of the zone, 0-1. They'd love to get a ground ball here just to end the inning and keep it a two-run deficit. You can't let it get any further out of hand. Throw over toward first, nothing doing. Here's the 0-1. Chopped right at the plate. Strike two. Jasek
Fires back toward first. That's his second step off. Graciano now can run a little bit more freely. The Hillcats have to get him out if they throw over there again. Otherwise, it's a balk. But in extras, I don't know if they'll risk it. Here's the 0-2. They do. And swung and a missed upstairs. The throw down by Mejias. The tag. No. Oh, that was bang, bang right at the bag. It looked like Napchik may have got his left hand. But now Preciado in scoring position. Carter Trice will step in. He's 0 for 4. Still a two-run advantage for Myrtle Beach here in extra innings. We're approaching the three-hour mark yet again. Lynchburg likes to play deep into ball games. Or deep into evenings, I guess. Breaking ball fouled away. Hung up there for Trice. He just wasted it. 0-1. Lynchburg led all the way into the eighth inning. The 0-1. Into shallow center field. Churio. They'll range in on it. Losing his hat. And the inning is over. Myrtle Beach puts two on the board. Lynchburg needs two to tie and send it deeper into the ballgame. Three to win. We'll be back with the bottom of the 10th after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday, we'll bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Looks like Luis Durango will be the pinch runner for Robert Lopez, as he was supposed to start the runner on second. It'll be Durango instead. He's the speedster who can score from anywhere on the diamond if given the opportunity. The new pitcher for Myrtle Beach, Francis Reynoso. Reynoso making his fifth appearance. He's got a 5.40 ERA in just under seven innings. He's allowed four earned runs, 10 strikeouts, and three walks. Lynchburg finds themselves down by two, 8-6. Rafael Ramirez Jr., Tommy Hawk, and Christian Napchik will be the three to try and tie things up. The tying run is at the plate the entirety of the inning, unless Durango is retired. Lynchburg surrendered two in the top half of the 10th inning. And now Reynoso will try and seal the deal. First pitch misses wide for ball one. 83 on the radar gun from Reynoso. The 1-0. High again, ball two. Four-seam slider changeup for the right-hander. 6'5", 206 from Yamasa Dominican Republic. The 2-0 flare shot towards center field. That's going to be a tough play for Wetzel. Charging in. Dives, makes the grab. And back towards second is scampering Durango. So one down, an outstanding play by Wetzel. And Tommy Hawk will step in. Those are game-securing plays. Lynchburg, 2 outs to play with. Durango takes his lead off a second. He breaks for third. The pitch is up and away. No throw down. Straight stolen base by Durango. The 1-0 upstairs. 2 balls, no strikes. That run over at third is essentially meaningless. The 2-0. Up and away again, ball three. Hawk showing some patience here. Reynoso. Fires it high and wide again, ball four. So now the tying run is aboard with one down. And that'll bring out the pitching coach. George Thanopoulos. We've seen him a couple times this evening. This may just be a strategy meeting with Napchik about to dig in. Napchik has 3 hits on the night. And Hawk, he could take off. He's the tying run. If they can get to him, Ralphie Velasquez, he's on deck. Myrtle Beach leads it by 2 in the top of the 10th inning. Durango at third. Hawk at first. Runners at the corners, one down. Christian Napchik. You mentioned it, a 3-hit day. He was also hit by a pitch in the third inning. The first pitch, runner breaks, and it's high and wide, and the tying run now in scoring position. So now a base hit could tie the ball game if Napchik can put it in play and plug a gap. The 1-0. Missing again. Ball two. Reynoso keeps trying to flirt with that outer edge, and all of a sudden Garza has decided not to call it. Much to the benefit of the Hillcats. The 2-0 to Napchik. That's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that finds the zone 2-1. Righty on lefty matchup. Reynoso misses down and away, 3-1, a good hitter's count for Napchik. But if I'm him, you have the ability to be selective with Velasquez on deck. But I would expect him to get one to swing out. Here's the pitch. Called strike two, full count. Napchik can't believe it. He thought it was low. So did the crowd. We mentioned it. 1,600 here. Tying run at second. The payoff pitch. Got him. Two down. In the hands of Ralphie Velasquez. Base hit ties the game. Anything else ends it. Unless he walks. Well, this is why you draft him in the first round. Moments like this. Two aboard, two away, bottom of the 10th inning. The first pitch lined out toward left field. Gariola right into his glove, and the ball game is over. Well, Lynchburg falls tonight 8-6. We'll recap it when we come back on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Hillcats.
Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday we'll bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Lemonadas are back. The Lynchburg Hillcats will rebrand as the Lemonadas de Hill City as the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town April 30th through May 5th. Join us throughout the weekend for a celebration of Latino culture and inspiration in the game of baseball. Coming out to Bank of the James Stadium on Friday for a Lemonadas-themed mason jar giveaway, and on Saturday for fireworks as part of our Noche de Fuegos celebration. Then on Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo with Kids Fun Day at the ballpark. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The final out has been recorded, and it's time for us to recap the ballgame. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first, to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero, here's Jason Prill.
Lynchburg falls tonight 8-6, the final here today. The Hillcat hero has to go to Rorick Maltrud. He went 4 2/3, 4 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. But Lynchburg saddled with the loss as the bullpen just could not keep it in their favor, as the Hillcats now drop to 8-8 on the season. Myrtle Beach picks up their 5th win of the year. Lynchburg did all their damage in the third inning. They scored all 6 of their runs as Rafael Ramirez Jr. doubled, Tommy Hawk singled, Napchick walked, Velasquez drove home 2 with a single, Churio walked. Angel Hanau flew into an infield fly rule that dropped and created commotion to score 1. Antunez would triple home 2. Manuel Mejias would single home 1 as well, as that would wrap up the inning. For Myrtle Beach, they would chip away slowly. They scored 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 7th, 3 in the 8th, and 2 in the 10th inning, as they would creep further and further ahead in that extra inning affair. 8-6, our final score. We'll wrap things up when we come back. 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 errors for Myrtle Beach. 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for the Hillcats. We'll be back to close the book on tonight after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today. We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Lynchburg falls tonight 8-6 to Myrtle Beach, as it took extras, but the Pelicans are able to walk away victorious. Let's take a look around the scoreboard first. As Fredericksburg knocked off Delmarva 6-0, the Shorebirds now 2-13 on the season. Columbia 8-0 over Augusta, the final from earlier. Carolina just keeps winning. They're 13-3 after knocking off Salem 4-2. Kannapolis destroys Charleston 13-3. Fayetteville 8-7 victors over Down East. That's a look at your Carolina League scoreboard. As a lot happening across the league here this afternoon. Looking ahead to tomorrow, Nick Dean will be on the mound for Myrtle Beach. He's looking for his first decision. He's got a 7-11 ERA. Alex Clemmie will toe the rubber for the Hillcats. He's 0-2 with an ERA of an even 10 as he's just struggled to get going. But he's an arm that Hillcats fans and Guardians fans have a right to be excited about. That'll be tomorrow night, 6:30, right back here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. But also we'll be on Bally Live Ohio. Download the Bally Live app today to watch free minor league baseball. Otherwise, you can catch us on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, MILB TV, or MLB.TV. Once again, your final score here tonight is Myrtle Beach 8, Lynchburg 6. I'm Jason Brill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Be sure to tune in to our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians, the Elmore Sports Group, and General Manager Matt Ramstead. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm staff announcer Mitch Balla saying goodnight from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.